Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to bring your attention to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. This Word of God tells us, "Every word of God is tested. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him." God's Word, God Himself, is a shield to those who will take refuge in Him. Proverbs 30, verse 5, in the very beginning says, "Every word of God is tested." You could say that the Word of God's been tested and has come through with flying colors. The Word of God will be a protection to the person who relies on and takes refuge in God Himself. In the New Testament, when you read the description of the armor of God given to the believer, we find the shield of faith. And that shield of faith was given to protect us from the fiery darts of the enemy. But what is that shield of faith? The shield of faith is faith in the Word and the promises of God Himself. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, as an offensive weapon, and we have the shield of faith, which is a defensive weapon based on the Word of God, our faith in the goodness and the reality and the preciousness of the promises of God Himself. Every word of God is tested, and He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Missionaries Dick and Margaret Hillis found themselves caught in China during the Japanese invasion. The couple lived with their two children in the inland town of Shenqiu. The village was tense with fear, for every day brought terrifying reports of the Japanese advance. At the worst possible time, Dick developed appendicitis, and he knew his life depended on making the long journey by rickshaw to the hospital. On January 15, 1941, with deep foreboding, Margaret watched her husband leave for the hospital. Soon the Chinese colonel came with the news. The enemy was near, and the townspeople must evacuate. Margaret shivered, knowing that her one-year-old Johnny and two-month-old Margaret Ann would never survive as refugees. So she decided to stay put. Early the next morning, she tore the page from the wall calendar and read the new day's scripture. It was Psalm 56, verse 3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." The town emptied during the day, and the next morning Margaret arose feeling abandoned. The new verse on the calendar was Psalm 9, verse 10, "Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek Thee." The next morning she arose to the sounds of gunfire and worried about food for her children. The calendar verse was appropriate again. It was Genesis 50, verse 21, "I will nourish you and your little ones." An old woman suddenly popped in with a pail of steaming goat's milk, and another straggler arrived with a basket of eggs. Throughout the day, the sounds of warfare grew louder, and during the night, Margaret prayed for deliverance. The next morning, she tore the page from the calendar to find Psalm 56, verse 9, "When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back." The battle was looming closer, and Margaret didn't go to bed at all that night. Invasion seemed imminent. But the next morning, it was strangely quiet. Suddenly, villagers began returning to their homes, and the colonel knocked on her door. For some reason, he told her, the Japanese had withdrawn their troops. No one could understand it, but the danger had passed, and they were all safe. the words that Margaret had been reading from the scriptures written on that daily wall calendar had literally been words of life to her. Every word of God is tested, Proverbs 35 says. He's a shield to those who take refuge in Him. That missionary, wife and mother, found out in a most dramatic way that God and His Word are a shield to the person who will take refuge in Him. Another story of a similar reliance upon the Word of God for protection, for God being that shield, is related to the story of the sinking of the Titanic. Charles Lightroller ran off to sea at the age of 13, and by 1912, he was a respected seaman for the White Star Line, and he was assigned to the maiden voyage of the greatest ocean liner ever built, the Titanic. He was just drifting off to sleep on April 14th when he felt a bump in the ship's forward motion. Hopping from his bunk, he soon learned that the Titanic had struck an iceberg. As the horrors of that night unfolded, Lightroller finally found himself standing on the roof of the officers' quarters with the water lapping at his feet. And as he helped any and all around him into lifeboats, finally there was nothing left for Lightroller to do but to jump from the roof into the freezing waters of the North Atlantic. The shock of the 28-degree water against his sweating body stunned him. And as he struggled to regain his bearing and swim away from the ship, he was suddenly sucked back and pinned against a ventilation grate at the base of a funnel that went all the way down to boiler room number 6. He was stuck, he was drowning, and he was going down with that ship. But suddenly, Psalm 91, verse 11, came clearly to his mind. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. At that very moment, a blast of hot air exploded from the belly of the ship, shooting Lightroller like a missile to the surface of the ocean. At length, he managed to grab a piece of rope attached to the side of an overturned lifeboat and float along with it until he pulled himself up on top of the upside-down boat. He turned and watched the last moments of the Titanic. Her stern swung up in the air until the ship was in an absolutely perpendicular position. Then she slowly sank down into the water with only a small gulp as her stern disappeared beneath the waves. There were about 30 men atop that lifeboat, and together they recited the Lord's Prayer, and then Lightroller took command of the boat and guided them to safety. The Word of God, that Psalm 91, verse 11, He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, was a literal lifeline. It was a shield of protection. It was deliverance for that man. And as Proverbs 30, verse 5 reminds us, every word of God is tested, and He, God Himself, and His Word, which are one and the same, is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Jesus said about Himself that He was the living Word. We have in our possession today this precious privilege of having the written Word of God, which speaks to us of God in all of His beautiful and awesome attributes in the Bible. If you will take the Word of God, regardless of what circumstances you may be facing today, you will find for yourself that every Word of God has been tested and it is tried and true. It's passed the test. It is worthy of your trust because God is worthy of your trust. And He is a shield to those who will take refuge in Him. Will you take refuge in the Word of God for your circumstance, for your personal protection, for your financial needs, for your family and your marriage? Will you take the Word of God to heart and make it your very refuge? Psalm 84 tells us, "The Lord God is a sun and shield." The Lord also spoke directly to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 and said, I will be a shield to you. And that promise is good today. As it was good for Abraham, it is good for believers today, because all the promises of Abraham were to come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. We are told in Galatians 3:13 and 14. And we can take that promise that God will be a shield to us, and we can rely on it, and we can take refuge in it. Go and take the Word of God. Find the scripture verses that apply to your specific case and take hold of it and use it as a sword and as a shield, as a sword to do offensive battle and as a shield to protect you in every area of your life. God wants to be that shield if you will take refuge in Him. Will you trust God more than your own mind? Will you trust God more than your own abilities? Will you choose to trust God more than the counsel of ungodly persons who may sound logical, who may sound wise, and yet if their counsel is in disagreement with the Word of God, it's not a place of refuge, and it is not a place of safety for you. It will end up being a snare. God wants to be your shield and your protection. You may have been crying out for God to do so, but you must take His Word into your heart. Get a hold of it. Meditate on it. Memorize it. Write it down. Put it in front of your eyes, repeat it day and night. Go to bed with the promises on your lips and wake up with the promises coming out of your lips in the morning. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.